please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about women. Well, let's go. Yes, friends, hopefully you guys are well and are kicking ass. I got up today and I started doing my rounds and I found a bunch of shit that women are doing. Yes, friends, women are so beautiful and they taste awesome, but they're very, very fucking stupid. Do you want me to bring up some points? Okie dokie, here we go. Yes, look at this half-breed bitch. She's half white and half Chinese. Yes, in my opinion, Chinese people are the ugly of the gook races. Yeah, to me, in my opinion, they look like bulldogs with their faces punched in. Just an opinion. But look at her. She's talking shit because supposedly to her, her father is a white supremacist. Yay! Hey, lady, your mom fucking wanted to get fucked by a racist, so enjoy. Oh, so she's mad that her dad is pro-white, even though he fucked an Asian bitch. Yeah, he is a rice burner. So, what the fuck, bitch? Yeah, if it wasn't for him, you know, slumming it, you wouldn't be born. So, shut the fuck up, in my opinion. But, hey, women do what they want to do, so whatever. Let's continue.
Okay, so for a long time, I was very in denial about this. You know, I just thought there's no way this could be true when he married an Asian woman and has half Asian kids. Not only that, but my dad lived in China for probably 10 years. He speaks some Chinese. He's pretty knowledgeable about Chinese history, Chinese media, Chinese books.
So this motherfucker jumped through all these fucking hoops so he could fuck Mulan. Ah, okay. And then their fucking daughter is just a whiny little bitch complaining about white supremacy. What a dumb bitch. First world problems, right? Well, that's why you need to fucking slap women so they stop having these stupid ideas. But no, I'm the one that's wrong. But whatever, let's continue.
Say that he's anti-Chinese culture. Like, we used to go back and visit my family in China. He used to go back to China every year and do business in China. Like, he's not one of those guys that went to an Asian country, complained about the food.
No, bitch, you should be fucking lucky that this motherfucker actually took the time to fuck your mom. Because if not, she would have been there in China rotting over there. Oh, what, you think that bitch is fucking Chun Li or something? No, this bitch ain't fighting Shadow Low, you fucking retarded bitch. Yes, that's why you don't need to listen to these fucking women. You should be fucking slapping them. Yeah, if they're not moisturizing your dick, they need to shut the fuck up. But what the hell do I know, right? Apparently men are the ones that are wrong, and women can't do nothing right. Or wrong, I should say. Whatever. I see I fucked up. Ooh, men are bad. Whatever. Let's continue.
Complained about the culture. Okay, so let's just start off with what is white supremacy? Well, I would say white supremacy is when white people believe themselves to be superior.
No, bitch. The thing is, it's not that white people are superior. It's that the other races are so fucking inferior. Yes, fucking niggers, fucking all that shit. Hell, even fucking my own fucking kind, Spicks. They fucking do some dumbass shit, so I understand. Yes, that's because I got a brain, and I know some people fucking suck more than others. So, yeah. Yeah, if you think that's white supremacy, you're fucking stupid, bitch. And you're half white, so what the fuck, bitch? And she's not a bad looking woman. She just needs to shut the fuck up and get fucked. And do what she needs to do and perpetuate the species. But no, she'd rather be fucking stupid and complain about her daddy being a quote unquote racist. I'm a fucking racist because I hate fucking certain people. It's because they're fucking stupid. I'm just saying, but what do I know, right? Anyways, let's continue.
Other races. When people hear the word white supremacist, I think there's an immediate association with, you know, Proud Boys, neo-Nazis, MAGA.
Yes, this fucking chick is retarded. She just keeps on spewing the bullshit that everyone else fucking says. Propaganda much? Oh, well. Yep, that's why you don't listen to women, because women are just fucking retarded. If they're not sucking your dick, they need to shut up. Just an opinion, but let's continue.
And don't get me wrong, those people are all white supremacists, but I think there's levels to this, and I think the levels are not really discussed.
Yes, what a dumb fucking bitch talking shit about her dad. But yeah, what happens when the roles are reversed? Yeah, it's a white chick fucking an Asian dude. Do you want to see that fucking abomination? Yeah, that chick is fucking stupid, but eh, whatever, right? Pussy's pussy in my opinion, but let's continue. Yeah, in my opinion, this chick is kind of cute. She's a little bit too skinny for my liking. If I'd fuck her, I think I'll tear her apart. But I guess the Asian dick fucking fits just right with her. Well, let's see what she has to say. Come on, sweet pea, tell me about your wonderful, wonderful life that you have.
Hey guys, happy Saturday. It's date night. How to show off our outfits collectively.
Yes, this is just my opinion, but I think guys that are in relationships, in my opinion, are weak, effeminate bitches. Why, you might ask? It's because they have to submit to the woman just so they could get some pussy. And I don't submit to women, so that's why I have no pussy, so. Yes, things you have to do, right? Choices, choices. Anyways, let's continue.
This skirt, I have no idea where it's from, but it's really cute. This is from Garage and my little Nike kid shoes.
You know what would be really fucking hilarious? Because she's wearing kid shoes, some people think that she's underage and they can accuse this guy of being a pedophile, right? Yeah, this bitch, I bet she's at least 18 just because she has fucking tiny ass feet. That's just she's wearing kid shoes. So yeah, if you're fucking out then you think that kind of shit, you're stupid. Anyways, let's continue.
Love Shack Fancy Kendra Scott. Love Shack Fancy Kendra Scott. Alani. And boyfriend.
I have Gap. Ooh.
You see what I mean? I'm telling you about guys being weak when they're in relationships. Yeah, just by hearing this guy fucking speak, it sounds like he's the one that gets pegged. Enjoy.
Lemon. On Clouds and Lueve. Garmin.
Oh, fuck Yo, this gook. I don't like his weak, effeminate fucking mannerisms. It really pisses me off. Yeah, the guy has a decent-looking chick, and he acts like a fucking faggot. I just noticed that fucking you gotta act like a weak little bitch just to get a fucking woman. But I refuse. Never. So fuck this shit. I don't like fucking homos, but it is what it is. Let's continue.
Canon. iPhone. Bracelet. And sunglasses from Amazon.
Yes, friend, there's one thing you're missing from the equation, and those are balls. Maybe you should go look inside her purse. They might be in there. Or maybe they're inside your mouth or your ass. I don't know. There's some ideas, but whatever. Let's continue.
Yay! Okay, have a good Saturday.
Oh man, this chick is fucking kind of annoying. Her bubbly fucking demeanor kind of pisses me off. Yes, I think she needs to meet Gunzo G. She needs a man to actually destroy her life. Yes, go fuck your happiness, you dumb bitch. You and your fucking gay, weak, effeminate fucking homo Asian boyfriend. But anyways, I have another clip of a fucking fat bitch. She's trying to lose weight by eating Krispy Kremes. Well, let's watch.
This is what I'm eating for lunch. It's just a few Krispy Kreme glazed donuts.
Yes, a donut for fucking lunch. That seems like a great fucking meal. Yeah, you're eating nothing but fucking sugar and bread and all this shit. No wonder you look like Miss Piggy, you dumb bitch. But people think they could do whatever the fuck they want and it's gonna work, right? Okay, lady, let's find out.
Listen, guys, we're probably only gonna have a couple of bites, okay? Because I don't want to overdo it today. First bite.
Ooh, you saw that, friends? That's very, very sexy, isn't it? Imagine having this lovely lady as your chick. Yeah, and then she could put your dick and your balls all in one fucking mouth. Yeah, imagine that shit. She just goes gulp. Yeah, she'll fucking suck your dick and balls at the same fucking time. Wow, yes. Hey, if she loves to eat, imagine what she could do to your cock. Oh, man, she'd probably leave it like a chicken bone, huh? Just fucking pull out all the fucking meat. But yeah, there's no bone in the middle of your fucking cock, so it'll just probably be just like the fucking wet vas deferens or whatever. Anyways, let's continue.
Second bite.
Oh, Oh, yes, friends. I don't think I want to put any music or anything when she's fucking gorging her fucking face. Yeah, she's stuffing her fucking shithole with fucking all that fucking food. Is it going... Yeah, fucking pig eating in her fucking trough. Fucking disgusting. And women think this is fucking sexy. She thinks that she's going to be a mother and fucking have fucking children? That she's going to have a fucking 6 foot tall dude with a six pack and a fucking big ass fucking cock? Is gonna be her husband? You're a fucking insane lady. You're a fat fucking pig. I bet you would die giving birth, you fucking fat sow. Anyways, let's continue. And I think you had enough, lady, but whatever.
Third bite. Fourth bite.
Yes, friends, the shit that women do to themselves, and they think they're God's gift to men. What the fuck? Yes, friends, you think we're gonna fucking have family with these fucking creatures? No, friends, you can't do shit. I just gotta wait until women lose all their fucking rights. Because, fuck, this is just some fucking atrocities. Yeah, we're living in hell, friends. What the fuck happened? Where is the land of milk and honey? That's right, the Jews have it. Enjoy.
Fifth bite.
Yes, friends, you wanna fuck this fucking bitch? She is so fucking gross and fucking disgusting. Look at her. She's just getting fatter while eating. This bitch looks like Jabba the Hutt. Do you wanna fuck this bitch? Why don't you pick a fold and fuck it? Fucking disgusting. But whatever. That's the trajectory that we're in, friends, so to act accordingly. That's all I can say. But let's continue.
Sixth bite. I think this is where we're going to end, guys, because we're just keeping it light today.
Yeah, that's just a light snack. Like in 15 minutes, she's just waiting for the fucking two fucking buckets of KFC to come by so she could fucking gorge on that fucking shit. Fucking A, man. So fucking sexy, right, fellas? Anyways, let's continue.
Water.
You're drinking water instead of Diet Coke or some shit like that? Okay, I guess you want to complete your fucking fatso status, I guess. Anyways, let's continue.
See you next time!
God, I hope I never see you ever again, you fat fucking hog. You probably eat my fucking dick and fucking I end up in the news saying Gonzo G dead by a fat hog. Yes, friends, these fucking people, the stupid shit that women come up with, and they think they could do no wrong. But us guys, we accept this fucking shit. Just like garbage men picking up after this shit. Yes, friends, don't fucking fall for this shit. If they want to be disgusting pigs, let them do that shit on their own. All you gotta do is just save your money and level up. So when the war does happen, we could just act accordingly and hopefully we don't die and we could rebuild. And then we could get some real things. Well, just endure, my friends, and I'll be there with you. So let's do this shit together. Anyways, goodbye.
Get him. Get him. I don't know CPR, bro. I don't know CPR, bro. Hurry up, bro. Come on, bro. Wait, what? Whoa. We're gonna bring you back, buddy. Shout out to this cop, man. City of Erie, man. He's bringing him back, y'all.
You know his name?
I don't know his name. I'm just driving, bro.
Southern 1 Narcan Administration. Hey, wake up.
Come on, brother. Hey. There you are. There you are. Hey,
there
brother.
There he is.
Hey. Hey, brother. Shout out to you. God bless you, bro.
And he shot up.
Get him. Don't let him hit his head.
He's awake and talking.
Okay, cool.
Hey.